Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. In the previous shiur, we saw Baruch Hashem, Niflos Gedolos Mitoros Hashem, and we saw there are two aspects to Pasuk Nun Hey. On one hand, the Pasuk is telling us that Kili B'nei Yisrael Avadim, and the meaning of that is that the Jewish people are owned only by God. And therefore, if you want to have an Eved Ivri, you're only going to have a partial kinyan in the Eved Ivri. The full kinyan belongs to Hashem. Now, like an Eved Kenaini, where you have a complete kinyan, Eved Ivri, only a partial kinyan. That's Libanei Yisrael. Avadim and Avodah Yehem Asher Tzisim Eretz Yisrayim. It's talking about the Chavivus, how much Hashem loves us. And that's in contrast to Pasuk Nun Bet, Mem Beis, where it only says Avodah Yehem, because there it's talking about not enslaving us in a degrading way. That's Avodah Yehem Asher Tzisim Eretz Yisrayim. Not enslaving us in a degrading way because of the Chavivus, because of the love Hashem has for us. And the Pasuk includes Ani Hashem Elokeichem, which is referring to the fact, since I'm your God, only I own you and you can't be owned like an Eved Kenaini. We asked, so that's the Tamsis, Shevet Tamsis, of what we learned in the previous shir. So we asked, in our series of kashas that we presented at the beginning, how come in Meseches Kiddushin, where it says, Ma Nishtanu, Manishtana Ozen Mikolei Vorim Shebaguf. In Kiddushin 22b, why is the ear different that the ear gets a whole board in it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the ear that heard Ki Libanei Yisrael Avodim, you're my servants and not servants to servants. So why did you acquire for yourself a master? So such an ear deserves the Hiratza, to have Ritzias HaOzen, to have a whole board in the ear. So, we asked the question, how come the Gemara there in Kiddushin doesn't cite the earlier Pasuk of Avodah HaMasher Ratzesi? Why does it only cite the later Pasuk, Pasuk Nun Hei, of Kili B'nei Yisrael Avodim? Quote the earlier Pasuk, Pasuk Mem Beis, of Avodah HaMasher Ratzesi. As ze ma she'anachnu rotzim, im ha'kushiyah zot ke'et, anu rotzim litmoded. אז נקדים מה שכבר תמו בעיקר הסוגיה, שלמה דווקא עבירה זו, אנחנו דיברנו על זה בשיעורים אחרים בסייעתא דשמיא, שדווקא עבירה זו, specifically this avera of taking upon yourself an adam, it says the ear that heard at Har Sinai, you're my servant, now you want to take a master for yourself. So therefore, tiratza, every avera, you can say that, oh, you heard at Sinai, Shemor Siyam HaShabbos L'Kadsho, you deserve a hole in your ear. So why dafka here? So the Riffin Ein Yankov talks about this. Asach Mefarshim Reden Vegen Dem speak about this, and we also don't understand Ozen Sheshama Al Har Sinai. Asheilai Ozen Lo Shama Zot Al Har Sinai. Lo Ne'amar Zeb Sinai Ela Kan Shidna Parasha Lidei Moshe. This is after Sinai. Torah Tumima talks about this, and others from. What do you mean? We also spoke about this in a previous year. Well, what do you mean the Ozen Sheshama? This pasuk was said not at Har Sinai to Am Yisrael. We heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu the first two dibros. Anocha v'yolecha mipi agvura, but we didn't hear at Sinai this pasuk of Libanei Yisrael Avadim. Shamanu etzeh achar kach al yidei Moshe. וגם לא מובן שהרי עיקר החטא במה שמחר את עצמו, the Iker Averis, he sold himself. So why are we only giving it to him now? Only when he says, Ahavti es Adoni, es Ishti ves Banai, only now we give him the whole. Why don't we do it when he sold himself originally? Ein bezeh b'yim Yaakov, u'b'rif b'yim Yaakov, ועוד ועוד. אבל לפי דברינו, נראה לומר כך, שמחירת שש שאינה לעולם, when a person is only sold for 6 years and this sale isn't permanent, That's not against Kili b'nei Yisrael, Kili b'nei Yisrael avadim. That's not against the fact that we are Hashem's avadim. Why? Because lo nimkar ele oto achelek sheyesh lo koach mechira alav vehu bebaaluto. Because the only thing that was sold was that chelek that on which he has koach mechira, and that's in his bailus. If he's only being sold for 6 years, that's not against being avdei Hashem, because he's not selling his avdus to Hashem, so to speak. He's only selling that part of himself where he has koach mechira, where he has bailus, this pseudo mechira, this partial mechira of 6 years. But then comes along this yid and he says, I want to be nirtza, I want to be an eved la'olam, and as Chazal interprets, la'olam shel yovel, I want to be permanent until the jubilee. So Ashvuye ze hu neged ma shekanui hu kinyan olam lakadosh baruch hu. You want to be konei kinyan olam to this person, to this human being? Ma pitom? You're konei kinyan olam to Hashem. So mechi teisi, you can sell yourself kinyan olam to a person? ובתורה שלמה בעוד שין מן ג' מביא מהמדרש בויקרא רבה בפרשה ב' עוד ב', כל מקום שנאמר לי אינו זז לעולם, לא לעולם הזה ולא בעולם הבא. When it says לי, you never move, not in this world, not in the next world. And the Medrash cites the verse, לי בני ישראל, כי לי בני ישראל עבדים. ומבואר שעניין כי לי, what is this כי לי? It's talking about קניין העולם. You're my קניין, in the Welt and in the Yene Welt, in this world and in the next world. And therefore, if you want to Vavado Le'olam, when you want to get a stay with your master, Vavado Le'olam, that's a stira to Li B'nai Yisrael Avadim. That contradicts the Li B'nai Yisrael Avadim. So therefore, it's Dafka now, when he says, oh, I want to be a slave forever to this guy, now that's against the fact that we're slaves to Hashem. In the meantime, if it's selling yourself until for 6 years, b'seder, lo nora, that's what you have rights to do. But to sell yourself permanently, ma piton, that's against your avdus to Hashem. ולפי זה, לפי מה שכתב התרגום יונתן, שראינו בשיעור הקודם, שהקניין לקדוש ברוך הוא משהו משועבד לאורייתי. We're קנאי to Hashem, כי לי בני ישראל עבדים. We are עבדים to Hashem, we are only acquired, we are only the property of Hashem. And the Targum Yonasan says, אנחנו משועבדים לאורייתא. We are enslaved to the Torah, תורת השם שנתנה מסיני. ואם ככה, פירושו של עשיית עצמו לעבד עולם הוא, what does it mean when I'm making myself an internal slave? שבסיני רק שמע דברים באוזניו, אבל לא נכנסו הדברים לפנימיותו. You were at Sinai, Rabbi, not you, but the person talking to the abbot. You were at Sinai, but the words of Sinai didn't penetrate into your, into the deeper recesses of your psyche and your soul, that you should feel that your subordinates, you're subjugated to what was given at Sinai, that you're Meshubah Toraisa. You don't want to be Meshubah Toraisa. You don't want to be Kanoi Kinyan LaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if you would, then you wouldn't want to be Kanoi Kinyan Olam to your master. So Zekilu Shenashar Davar Boz, no. Ozen Sheshama. You heard with your ear, but it stopped. It stopped at your ear. But it didn't go any further than your ear. And therefore the ear gets it. What's the ear guilty? The whole body is guilty. No, the ear is guilty. Because it only went into your ear. Your ear didn't let it pass. Your ear stopped it. So, no, I don't want this to get into my soul. I don't want this to go to my heart. And that's the tafkid of the ear, sukkah biyachol, that your ear has to make sure that the message that comes into your ear suffuses your entire being. And this person's ear didn't let it. So you get a hole in your ear. So he says, oh, I don't want to be God's servant. Sinai didn't impact me enough. I don't want to be God's eternal servant. I'm happy to be this guy's eternal servant. Yiratzah basiyat nekev. Shemneged mahut ha'ozen la'avir ha'dvarim pnima. So therefore the ear gets it? Because the ear is supposed to transfer things on. And the ear didn't do it. So the ear has to suffer the consequences. בדבר זה שייך רק לכאן ולא לשעה ולא לשעון שם אמור. שראי כאן שהנידון הוא החיסרון הרגשה והבנה ולא עשיית איסור. דבר זה מתלת תלי בפעולת האוזן. This isn't talking about stam doing isurim. Stam doing isurim, a person shouldn't do isurim. But he doesn't get it in his ear. Here the ear is guilty. Because the ear heard words at Har Sinai. And from what we heard in Har Sinai means that we should be mishabed ourselves, we should subordinate ourselves, we should subjugate ourselves only to Hashem. And this Eved didn't get the message, so he's got a hearing problem. So the ear gets it, the ear didn't do your job. Now we understand that even though these particular words weren't said, Ki libin Yisrael avadim weren't said in Har Sinai, but this is against what was taught at Sinai. The message of Sinai, that we're God's servants. Kan neged ha-mitchayev ba'avodat Sinai. And now we also understand why he's only getting it now. After the 6 years. Because only this avdus is against Kili b'nei Yisrael avadim. Until now, it wasn't against Kili b'nei Yisrael avadim. Because you're still Kanoi to Hashem in the meantime. And now you say, no, I want to be this guy's permanent slave, not God's. So that's why the Gemara in Kiddushin quotes this Pasuk Nun Hei, and not Pasuk Mem Beis. Because it's Dafka Kili B'nei Yisrael Avadim that's talking about the fact that we're Kanoi only to Hashem. Remember, Avadayim is talking about the fact that you're not allowed to enslave the Eved Ivri in a degrading way because of Hashem's Chavivus. But here we're not talking about the Chavivus aspect, the love aspect, the affection aspect, the affinity aspect. Here we're talking about the fact that we're only the possessions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kili b'nei Yisrael Avadim. And this guy says, no, I don't want to be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kenyan. I want to be this person's Kenyan, this human being's Kenyan. But then you didn't get Sinai. So your ear didn't do the job. The ear gets the punishment. The ear didn't understand that he's supposed to pass on the message to the whole body that we're meshuvah only to Hashem's Torah. Ah, shalnu me'agmara bebava mitziah bedaf yud shepoel yachol lachzor bo אפילו בחצי היום, ואיזה פסוק מביאים? מהפסוק, עבדי הם ולא עבדים לעבדים. מביאים את הפסוק המוקדם, הפסוק מבית. ושם למדים, שהפועל יכול לחזור בו אפילו בחצי היום. למה פועל יכול לחזור בו אפילו בחצי היום? זה לא מחמת חיסרון בקניין שהוא יכול לחזור בו. שאין קניין במעביד. אלא הסיבה שיכול לחזור בו בחצי היום. היא שיש לנו חשיבות. מפסוק זה מתחייב שיש לנו חשיבות כעבד השם ולא כעבד בשר ודם. How can we have a shibud that I can't be mevatel? I said I'm going to work a whole day and I stop in the middle of the day. He said, no, you can't stop. You can't be mevatel this shibud. You're meshibud to me. Ma pitom, God loves me. I have a chashibus. You can't enslave me for the whole day. So the reason he can be chozer bo is not because of the chisaron and the kinyan. We said that when he believed in Yisrael avodim is a chisaron and the kinyan, when a person can't, it's a lacking in the acquisition of a person. A person, you can't completely acquire a person because this person is acquired to God. The Seder. So I don't have a complete kinyan in him. But he said he's going to work for the whole day. So how can he be chozer b'chatzi ayam? It's not because I lack an absolute kinyan. Because it's not a steer to my partial kinyan, my pseudo kinyan, that he should work the whole day. But it is a steer. It does contradict. If you say that he can't stop in the middle of the day, it's chashivus. What do you mean? God loves him. You're not his balabas. God's his balabas. He can go home. Feel him chatzi ayom. So he's not an eved to baser v'dam. So there can't be a shibud that he can't. That there can't be any subjugation that is not given to cancellation. So that's why in Bava Metzia, we quote the earlier pasuk of Avadayim, because that talks about the chavivus, and this chavivus is expressed in the fact that A, you're not allowed to enslave him in a degrading way, and B, could be chozer b'chatzi ayom. But the Gemara in Kiddushin quotes pasuk Nen Hey, Avadimim. It's this person is only kani to Hashem. The kinyan is to Torah. And you want to be an Eved Olam to a human being. That's a stira to your Abdus of Hashem. That's what we speak about in Pasuk Membeis. Avadim, your absolute kinyan is to Torah, like we saw in the Targum Yonasan. And therefore the ear didn't get the message of Har Sina. So therefore Yeratzon, we quote that Pasuk about the fact that no human being can have an absolute kinyan. It's only a partial kinyan. And this guy wants the human being to have an absolute kinyan, a kinyan l'olam. So, Morav Rabotai, this is the second leg of this journey. And there is a third leg, which I hope we get to. And Britzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will get to. Bli Neder, I very much hope so. And I thank you so much for listening to this shir. And I ask that you stay tuned for more. Mor Niflos Gedolos Batsumos Mitaras Hashem. And Sheneskol Tamid, Shesof Davar, Akol Nishma, Et Elokim Yira, Veet Mitzvotav Shmor, Ki Ze Kol Adam. Shalom, shalom, Avai, Yedidai, Morai, Verabotai.